Random House Audio presents Made to Stick, Why Some Ideas Survive and Others Die, by Chip Heath and Dan Heath. Read for you by Charles Collenberg. Introduction. What sticks? A friend of ours is a frequent business traveler. Let's call him Dave. Dave was recently in Atlantic City for an important meeting with clients. Afterward, he had some time to kill before his flight, so he went to a local bar for a drink. He just finished one drink when an attractive woman approached and asked if she could buy him another. He was surprised, but flattered. "Sure," he said. The woman walked to the bar and brought back two more drinks, one for her and one for him. He thanked her and took a sip. And that was the last thing he remembered. Rather, that was the last thing he remembered until he woke up, disoriented, lying in a hotel bathtub, his body submerged in ice. He looked around frantically, trying to figure out where he was and how he got there. Then he spotted the note. "Don't move. Call 911. A cell phone rested on a small table beside the bathtub. He picked it up and called 911, his fingers numb and clumsy from the ice. The operator seemed oddly familiar with this situation. She said, "Sir, I want you to reach behind you, slowly and carefully. Is there a tube protruding from your lower back?" Anxious, he felt around behind him. Sure enough, there was a tube. The operator said, "Sir, don't panic, but one of your kidneys has been harvested. There's a ring of organ thieves operating in this city, and they got to you. Paramedics are on their way. Don't move until they arrive." You've just read one of the most successful urban legends of the past 15 years. The first clue...